What is and where is the happiest place on earth? Well, we decided to go right to the top for that answer. So we've asked ABC News radio anchor Sherry Preston to fill us in. Sherry, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. How you doing?
I am well, but apparently I'm not as well as I could be if I were living in other certain countries besides the U.S. Who's on the top of this list?
Well, at the top of the list are the Nordic nations, those guys that won all the Winter Olympic Games.
Yes.
You know? They're super happy. That's probably why they won. They're super happy. Finland, Norway, Denmark, Iceland. They came in the top on this scale. The U.S. dropping from number 14 to number 18 on this list.
Uh-oh.
So what is it? What is it about these Nordic countries?
Yeah.
Why are they so dang happy? They don't make as much money as we do, and but here's the deal. This was based on several different factors, including life expectancy, generosity, corruption values. It turns out that people in these countries, yeah, they're taxed a lot, but for those taxes, what they get are things like free college tuition and free health care, and their police are the most trusted in the world. Their banks are the soundest. So they're really living a stress-free life in a lot of these countries.
Yeah, so they're paying for it, but it's paying off in the Nordic countries. That makes sense. One of the things, Sherry, that I found interesting in terms of how they ranked countries on the happiness scale was that trust was one of the rankings. And I thought, okay, how do you figure out trust on a scale of happiness? It's an interesting notion.
Yeah, it is. It actually is, Pat, because when you talk about, like, what do you trust? I mean, and that's one of the things in this country that has gone down.
Oh, boy.
Is trust in the government and things like that. I mean, how do you judge that? Do you judge, you know, how comfortable people feel with their police force, with their doctors, with their, you know, the way that their employment works in their country? And people just seem to, you know, when you have less corrupt politicians, you seem to trust them a little bit more. You know, here in the U.S., we got ranked down because of a couple of things. You know, even though we still have the highest GDP around the whole world, we are stressed out. Our obesity levels are up. Depression levels are up. Use of banned substances, mostly opioids, up. You know, people are stressed out.
Well, it kind of makes sense. We live here and we understand the why of that. And always, Sherry, when there are these kinds of rankings, there are always the folks at the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
And I know you've got the word on that, too.
Well, I mean, when you look at it, it's surprising that there were countries even below Syria, because the civil war there has been going on for so many years. But Haiti is right above Syria, but the countries of Rwanda, Yemen, Tanzania, Liberia, Malawi, a lot of the African nations where they have just had unending civil wars and have been going on for so many years. And you talk about immigrants from those countries. One of the things that they studied this year in this study for the first time is they studied happiness among immigrants and people who had gone to other countries. And they found that those who were from war-torn countries, when they did immigrate to other countries, they sort of rose to the same happiness level. So, for instance, if you were coming from a country like Syria where it's just like, you know, tragedy after tragedy, you go to someplace like Finland or Norway, the happiness level rises.
So you got to get to the right place, that's for sure.
Yep.
So I wonder what the airfare is this morning to Finland from anywhere in the world. It's probably a little bit higher, I'll bet. Well, another reason to just put away the devices and don't turn off the radio, but maybe turn off the TV on occasion and get a little less stressed and a little more happy for Americans, right?
I think that sounds like a great idea, Pat. Now I'm just going to go get a massage, chill out, and just pretend I'm in Norway.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to actually book a flight to Bali, I think, and that will probably make us all a little less stressed and a little more happy. Sherry, thanks so much for being with us. Always good to talk to you.
Take care. Have a good day.
All right. That is Sherry Preston. She's the anchor of ABC Radio News and talking about the happiest country in the world. Turns out it's Finland.